I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese and Aaron Rosa.
I feel like I need a catchphrase or something. Like, Josh has his little salute thing. You have your, hey everybody.
Josh has a salute thing?
Yeah, I salute every podcast.
I didn't even notice.
I feel like I need a catchphrase.
I'm saluting all the members of the military out there. Salute from Josh Reese.
I mean, when we do the AEW pod, it's usually just like Josh says something stupid at the beginning of the show, and then I make fun of him for it. That's kind of the catchphrase.
Every show.
It's like if there was a script, it'd be me saying, hey, everyone, welcome to the podcast, and then next line is Josh says something stupid.
It would say Josh ad-lib, and Josh ad-libs, and he does great.
I could use one of my favorite movie quotes every week.
What's that?
I'll start with, check those corners. Check those corners.
What is that?
From Aliens.
Oh, okay.
Apone.
I still need to watch that with you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never seen Aliens.
That's right. You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Work of art.
Yeah, but this week is great because
we
saw the best movie of 2023 so far.
We did?
John Wick. John Wick.
We saw Cocaine Bear again?
No, we didn't. You fucking troll.
I guess Josh does.
I'm a troll.
But
okay.
Cocaine Bear was better than John Wick, you asshole.
It was more fun, yes.
Anyways, it was John Wick 4 is easily my favorite film of the year thus far.
Wow. I praise.
This movie was the Lawrence of Arabia of action movies. This was the Shawshank Redemption of action movies.
Holy shit.
It's amazing. I mean, that's what you go to see John Wick. You go to see, like, unique murder.
Yes.
Because there's stuff in these movies that you never will see in any other movie.
But,
and that's why you go see John Wick.
But they finally gave us a great... I was just talking with Andrew about this in the theater. They finally gave us a great villain.
Yeah.
And we actually gave a shit about some of the characters in the movie.
A famous actor to play the villain, you know, and boy, was he easily the best villain they've had in the John Wick series. My God.
Easily.
But no spoilers just yet. First, we have to cover the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood hogwash. And it doesn't start... good, because Kang from Quantumania, a.k.a. Jonathan Majors, was arrested for domestic assault. The alleged victim was hospitalized but is in stable condition. The actor is denying any wrongdoing and surrendered willingly.
What's not good, though, is people have been coming out of the woodwork since saying, It sounds like it's kind of a Harvey Weinstein kind of thing this was kind of known and he just kind of made it this far without this becoming public.
Oh, so other people are speaking out against him?
Oh, yeah.
They're saying he hits women?
That's not good. There's been multiple
sources. I didn't see that.
Now, this is all alleged, but when multiple people start coming forward, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, they might have to make a different movie instead of the Kang Dynasty.
Well, that probably would be best. But no, I'd seen that apparently, per his lawyer, that apparently there's video out there that would vindicate him.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know about the other people that Aaron
was
talking.
What's the video footage going to be of him not beating her?
I'm not sure.
Like, here's a video of some random Wednesday where I wasn't hitting her. See?
Or, like, it would have to be, like, a video of her saying that she's going to make all this up, kind of like Amber Heard, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that situation.
Yeah, how do you prove a negative?
Like, I mean, that's how you got to prove that. It's got to be her being like, oh, yeah, I'll make it up, or... her beating him like Amber Heard did, you know, maybe a video of her shitting on a bed.
But you know what? We're going to glass half full this shit. Maybe Marvel has to pivot and they give us Doctor Doom as
that would be good.
As the new villain for this phase.
I mean, look, Kang could be great as well. It's just the direction of the MCU right now is seemingly going downhill. While it certainly seems like DC's going up, I mean, everyone's super excited about Michael Keaton, at least being in this, you know, at least seeing him in one movie.
Right.
It's just that.
Everyone's
excited
about
But James Gunn is, you know, rebooting DC, basically.
Hold on. Conspiracy theory.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Marvel saw the numbers going down. Uh-huh. They saw all of the buzz with DC. They fabricated a domestic abuse claim.
Oh, my.
So they could get rid of Kang.
Yeah.
And make a directional turn on their villain for this phase.
That's interesting. Kind of like how the Texans with Deshaun Watson. There was a conspiracy theory there as well. So Deshaun Watson ended up apologizing, and it's like, wait, but you apologizing for what? But wouldn't specify. But,
well, nothing. It's fine.
But so yeah,
this is from Major's attorney. This evidence includes video footage from the vehicle where this episode took place, witness testimony from the driver and others who both saw and heard the episode, and most importantly, two written statements from the woman recanting these allegations.
Oh, okay. Well, then release it.
Right.
So these things take time sometimes. So
I'm willing to give Kang the benefit of the doubt. You know, I've yet to see him do anything crazy. Unlike Ezra Miller, who we knew was batshit crazy for a long time.
My God.
I mean,
that guy got 7 second chances.
Yes. I think John in the Majors deserves, you know.
Everyone does, right? I mean, that's this country. Everyone deserves, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. So we'll see what this is.
Reality, though, is this is Disney, and they are.
That's true.
They're going to err on the side of we are not going to get caught with our pants down.
Canceled.
Employing a domestic abuser.
Yeah. I mean, they would like do it right away, though, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Also, Variety reports that Marvel president Victoria Alonso, who was in charge of visual effects, was fired by Disney. So look, someone had to take the fall for their special effects looking like absolute dog shit for the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you had Infinity War and you had Endgame, and those movies hold up. They look fucking great. And ever since then, it's like Black Widow, She-Hulk, Ant-Man. I mean, Ant-Man looked terrible.
Ant-Man was terrible. That video, that VFX.
I felt like we were watching that in 360p the entire movie. That's what it felt like.
Yikes.
It's like, well, we got digital, but we don't have HD yet. That's how, my eyes, I didn't mention in the recap, but it was like, I felt like I was watching it, like, with my eyes blurred, like with blurred vision or something.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. And it's been bad for a while. They just have not been good. But this lady's been a part of a lot of shit. So, yeah. I mean,
she was probably told to also, you know, keep costs down or something. Who knows? But look, they didn't have any competition for a long time. Yep. And now DC might finally... Not with Shazam, but might finally have some competition.
No, not with Shazam.
It
might light a fire under their asses, right?
Get them to
really dig deep and start developing some good content.
Let's hope so. There's also the problem of like they've made so many movies and you've told so many stories that maybe you just ran out. Maybe it's enough. There's always that. How many different Spider-Man movies can you really make?
Well, I mean, there's comics I could just pull from. There's vast quantities of shit, but still,
I mean, the reality is eventually Marvel was going to hit a point where they've told all the stories. They need to just take 5-10 years away and then reboot everything.
But that's never going to happen.
Because that's...
Well, I mean, once we saw Infinity War and Endgame, we're like, well, this is the best it's going to get. You can't top this.
Right.
Well, and Robert Downey Jr. left. You haven't replaced him with any star on his level.
Yep.
And they still haven't. And the storytelling's been terrible. And, it's everything. Everything's been really bad.
Everything, everywhere, all at once. In Marvel.
Shut up.
Speaking of Shazam, Zachary Levy shared a report saying that Dwayne Johnson blocked Shazam from appearing in Black Adam. And I know Josh is very upset about this because he loves Shazam so very much.
I'm not upset.
Very upset.
My point was Dwayne, and he made one subpar movie, and Shazam was a terrible movie.
Well, that wasn't his movie.
But there could have been one great movie with both of them. You know, I mean, Black Adam is a Shazam bad guy. Yeah, Black Adam has fought Superman in the past, whatever. But it was.
Right, but
Black
Josh,
Adam was a good guy in this movie.
But you have to understand that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is thinking about box office. And what's the bigger box office movie? The Rock versus Zachary Levy or The Rock versus Henry Cavill as Superman? It's not even close. One movie would make $300 million, the other would make $50 million.
Well, it's just the reports that I saw that Shazam wasn't even allowed to use any of the characters that were in Black Adam.
That's true as well.
I mean, if he is...
I think The Rock was like, I don't want to be associated with these guys.
Well, I mean,
look, he made himself a superhero, and that's not what Black Adam is.
Exactly.
They ruined it from the start.
Exactly.
It's just like Sony making Venom, and they're making, they made Morbius, and they're doing Kraven, and they're all good guys?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
It's very strange.
It's dumb. You can't make at least they made a Joker movie where he's actually not a good person.
No.
You know,
a creeper.
Joker is a product of his environment in the Joaquin Phoenix movie, but he's still not a good person. He's still a murderer, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you do kind of root for him in certain points because he's getting bullied and shit, still he's not a good person.
Right.
That's how you make a movie about a villain. You can't make a Joker movie where he's the fucking hero.
No, and you can't make a Black Adam movie where you root for Black Adam. Black Adam is someone that you're supposed to root against.
You made a Joker movie and Batman's the villain? That wouldn't make much sense.
Right. Black Adam was always going to be a problem because Dwayne Johnson's ego is so fucking huge.
Right.
How is he even going to let himself be beaten by Superman on screen? He wasn't. His ego is so...
No way.
Like, look, I love Dwayne Johnson, but his ego is so out of control. It's just, you know, doesn't work for me, brother.
Well, I can
learn from the best.
Yeah.
I can totally understand why James Gunn, you know, he had his meetings and all that, probably sat down with Dwayne, and Dwayne was like, I'm going to be the star of the universe, right? He was like, no. No, well, you're not.
It's like Fast and Furious, how none of them can lose a fight, you know?
Right.
Like, we can't, no, it's in Vin Diesel's contract. I will not lose a fight.
Rocky
lost a fight. Like, you're just stupid.
But maybe Dwayne The Rock Johnson is an asshole. You know, I mean, like, maybe it's not all Vin Diesel. Maybe they're both assholes.
Well, they're actors.
But
But that's what actors are.
Assholes.
Well, they're the most full of themselves people, like, in the entire world.
Yeah.
That's what actors are. They're lunatics.
Yeah. Dwayne.
They're egomaniacs.
Come back to the family.
I know. God, I'm going to be holding out when we see Fast 10 for that post-credit scene. Hoping The Rock's there. And he's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there. We're going to be so pissed off. We're going to be waiting there like, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Vin Diesel will be like, oh, look who's here. And we're going to think it's The Rock and it's a fucking CGI Paul Walker. Like, God damn it.
God.
Won't you just let this man die?
Jesus Christ.
Let him rest in peace.
Because aren't they putting him in like one little scene or whatever?
Oh, are they really lying?
Like, yeah, like,
I hope not.
With CGI, I think so.
That's terrible.
I mean, they did it in Fast 7, but at least that was like...
That kind of fit, though.
It did fit.
Right. Now you're just shoehorning Paul Walker in.
Never thought I'd cry during a Fast and Furious movie.
I know.
But then the end of Fast 7, what the fuck? Why am I crying right now?
Spoiler alert, but when he drove off in the end, it was so
spoiler
sad.
Spoiler alert!
So
yeah,
sad.
Spoiler alert, Paul Walker's dead.
Didn't know CGI could make you misty-eyed, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Bad CGI.
But then, well, the song, there's that, you know, been a long time. Without you. And then they're showing all the movies when he was young, and it was like, aw, Vin Diesel actually got me there for a second.
Yeah.
Family. Yeah.
Family.
Family.
Also, Zachary Levy commented on Shazam 2's disappointing box office. He said, I think we made a really great movie, but shit happens. And he's right. Shit does happen.
The shit was all over the screen.
Absolutely. Shazam 2 is the definition of shit happens.
I am still annoyed about how that how the girl Shazam, I can't remember the fucking name. She was the exact same person.
Oh, and she recently said that she'd be open to a movie about her.
Oh, like, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're gonna do that.
Of course she would.
Just her?
I need that.
Where's
Shazam
everyone
money.
Else?
All 30 cents of it.
She's like, she goes to college in London. Oh, they can't just fly over and help you in 2 seconds.
Right.
My God. I would be open to starring in my own superhero movie. Jesus Christ.
Well, you already did. It was Vigilante.
I don't know if it was her fault. Maybe someone asked her in an interview and she was like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why not? I like money.
Hey, Josh, would you be open to being the CEO of Ford?
I would. Yes, I would.
Wow.
Were you offering me that?
Even for a month.
Newsworthy.
Even for a month just to get paid. Just to get a paycheck.
I would have that for a long time.
Yeah, so last week we were talking about the whole Zack Snyder thing. What is he teasing?
Right.
So it turns out...
It was the lamest thing possible. Yeah.
He's hosting a weekend of screenings of director's cuts, like Josh said, of Batman, of Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Justice League. So like, man.
SnyderCon.
Right.
In 2023.
Yeah. The money will go towards the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention because he had a child that committed suicide. So obviously it's a cause close to him. But
now I can't be an asshole.
I mean, that's nice. But I mean, like you can't do a tease like that and just have it be a movie marathon.
Just please don't release the director's cut of Batman versus Superman, please.
Because
no one needs to see this.
Wasn't the tease like Lord Darkseid is coming or something like that? It was something like that. And well, I was like, maybe there might be... Lord Darkseid actually might be coming.
Well, Darkseid is in the Justice League director's cut, right?
Yes, he's
but like Snyder cut.
Barely. So just more of him, maybe?
I guess.
So I know this is, you know...
How much more of that film is there out there? It's already 4 hours long.
Well, that's the thing. They brought people back in for reshoots. It was a completely different... The Justice League you saw in theaters is not even the same movie as the Snyder Cut. It's a completely different movie.
Sure.
I'm not even sure how much footage is shared between the two. It's not a whole lot. It's kind of like the Anchorman and then like the alternate Anchor. It's a completely different movie.
Do they revive Superman the same way?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, but the way he comes back is not exactly the same. Like it's a little, you know, dumb and go America in the theatrical version, and it makes a little more sense in the Snyder Cut.
Gotcha. Mm. Anyways, the Daniel brothers, who made Everything Everywhere All at Once, are currently working on an episode of the upcoming Disney Plus series Skeleton Crew, which stars Jude Law. This is a Star Wars show.
Oh, interesting. Right.
And I don't know what Skeleton Crew is about.
I think it's
an
animation.
Is it? No, it stars Jude Law.
Well, couldn't it just be starring him as voice work?
Maybe.
I mean, Jude Law's getting older. Does he have to be live action in everything he does?
Because
they've done a couple different Star Wars animations.
I thought Skeleton
Crew. The Bad Batch was an animation.
I thought they already did an animation of Skeleton Crew.
Well, it could be a second.
Kids are about 10 years old to get lost in the Star Wars universe. That's what it is.
That sounds like an animation.
I'm getting pretty worried that as good as The Mandalorian was, and as much as everybody loved it, we're getting some oversaturation with Star Wars. There's a lot of fucking shows.
Well, for sure.
There's a lot of new shows that they're doing.
Right.
Well, this is why me and Andrew were kind of hyped about Taika Waititi taking over, because he said he was going to do a Star Wars, but it wasn't going to have fucking anything to do with Star Wars, pretty much.
Well, it wasn't going to have to do with the Skywalkers. It was going to be fresh and original. And it's like, we do need a Star Wars movie that's not about Luke Skywalker, like the Skywalkers, or like that time, because obviously Rogue One isn't, but fucking, you know, Darth Vader's in it, right? Mm. Like, need a fresh Star Wars movie that has nothing to do with those 9 movies.
Right.
Or 10 movies.
So, I mean, there's some hope for things in the future, but you're right, Aaron, there is a lot of
How much does The Mandalorian have to do with those 9 movies? I mean, yeah, Luke makes some cameos, but it doesn't really necessarily have anything to do...
Like, a little bit.
Like Boba Fett shows up a little bit.
Yeah.
Luke shows up.
No, but
saying
make a movie where you start fresh. I'm fine with The Mandalorian because The Mandalorian's great. But they've made 2 good start. Okay, look. The prequels, they all sucked, correct?
Correct.
The sequels, they all sucked.
Correct.
The original 3 is what people love. And even the third one with the fucking Ewoks.
I love the Ewoks.
But like, really, in my opinion, the... First 2 were good, and I liked Rogue One. They made a lot of shitty Star Wars movies. It's time to start fresh with the films.
I agree.
That's fair.
Skeleton Crew is live action.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
But no, it could be like Marvel where there's too much of a good thing.
Yes.
You know, they're doing like so many shows, and I did finish Andor today.
Did you?
Yeah, and I liked it. I don't like it better than The Mandalorian, but it is good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I still like Mando better. Yeah, where are we now? This is odd. Kenan and Kel are returning for Good Burger 2.
Why?
Is this where they're the managers?
This movie will make $0 if it's in theaters.
Well,
it's got to be like a Netflix.
Streaming, right.
A straight to, yeah.
Paramount, because isn't Paramount Nickelodeon?
Right. Maybe we'll go straight to Paramount. But who's going to watch this?
I don't know.
Who's the one on Saturday Night Live? Is that Kenan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. He's
how old are they now?
Ah, here it goes. Oh, they're 70 years old.
No, they got to be what, 40s?
They're in their 40s for sure. Yeah,
he did that one great sketch where he was playing Steve Harvey, and yes. that's it.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
That dude is not funny.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good. Also, The Last of Us co-creator Neil Druckmann shared a poster teasing Abby. From the Last of Us 2 video game.
No, we don't want Abby.
You're gonna have Abby.
Abby was the mom, right?
We don't want Abby.
You haven't met Abby yet.
Oh, okay.
It's just a muscular arm.
Just trust me, Josh. We don't want Abby.
No?
I'll leave it at that.
No, nothing else.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean that's obvious. We don't know who's gonna play her yet. Curious to see who they're gonna get.
Okay. Well, hopefully it comes out a little sooner than we think.
I think
sometime early next year, maybe.
No. I think what's her name? The actress that plays Ellie.
Oh, Bella Thorne Ramsey.
Yeah, I think she said, yeah, like next year. I think she said we're gonna shoot at the end of this year, so it'll probably come out like fall of 2024 or something like that.
That's
not exactly
what it's not too terrible, Ben.
Hold on. Is her name actually Bella Thorne Ramsey, or are you just confusing her with Bella Thorne?
I think it is Bella.
I think it's just Bella Ramsey, isn't it? Because Bella Thorne's that only Bella Ramsey chick, right?
Yeah, Bella Ramsey.
Oh, maybe.
I think you guys are mixing her up with that OnlyFans chick.
I'm sure, yeah.
Oh, there's an OnlyFans chick named Bella Thorne Ramsey?
I believe. No, just Bella Thorne.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm mistaken.
Interesting. No, I guess you're not mistaken. I don't know where I got the thorn from.
Yeah, it's just Bella Ramsey.
Bella Ramsey.
Yeah.
Tits.
All right, what do you got, Josh?
I'll save the John Wick one, I guess, for John when we talk about John Wick. Uh-huh. But one of the co-creators of South Park will be making a live action comedy to be released via Paramount at an unknown time. Trey Parker will be teaming up with Kendrick Lamar for the upcoming comedy. So here is a slight synopsis of the movie according to Above the Line. The past and present come head to head when a young black man who is interning as a slave reenactor at a living history museum discovers that his white girlfriend's ancestors once owned his.
Yikes.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus fucking that Christ.
Sounds... Well, they've never not been controversial, so.
Trey Parker is nothing but controversial, for sure.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did you guys see how on that one South Park video game, they have the difficulty meter where you can make it like easy or hard, and the harder it is, the blacker your character is.
What? Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That sounds
amazing. No, I play those games. They're amazing.
Wow.
Those games are great. The Fractured Butthole. What? It's amazing.
I've not played these games.
They're great. And they're RPGs. And they're so much fun. Anyways, anything else?
That's pretty much all I got.
On to John Wick.
John Wick.
Chapter 4. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, stop listening or watching now. If you care. But look, we just saw the fucking movie. I don't think he's really dead. I'm just going to say that right there. I was waiting. I was like, there's going to be a post-credit scene or a mid-credit scene where he's going to be alive, like the end of The Dark Knight Rises, and we didn't get that.
And right. and look, we've all seen movies where his wounds were not kill shot spots.
Not in movies, no.
Like the one that was supposed to do him in, it was like off on the side. It was not...
Yeah.
It was not an obvious...
I think they just did that so that they could be like, All right, that was the fourth one. We're going to not do some for a while, and if we decide to go back to it, we could revive it. You know, he turns out he faked his own death, you know?
Right, to throw bad guys off or whatever, even though he's clear from the table.
He's clear, but still, you want to be...
there's people that want to kill him.
I'm going to go into hiding.
Bruce Wayne didn't have to fake his own death.
No.
You know, in Dark Knight Rises, but he just wanted to be alone.
He just wanted to be cool.
Yeah, he just wanted to fuck Catwoman. In Italy. I mean, who wouldn't?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean,
But yeah, it had a good opening. 73 million domestic, 137 million global.
Sure.
So they're going to want another one. It's Lionsgate. They're going to be like, okay, so five?
Well,
we're doing five? Yeah.
I mean, it might be held off for a while because we are getting a lot of other content inside this universe.
Right.
We're getting that ballerina show.
It's a movie, right?
A ballerina movie.
It's a movie, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And it's Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas.
And they said at the time, John Wick's going to be in it. Mm. So maybe it's a prequel?
Prequel, maybe.
Or
in current time, but like before the fourth movie or something like that.
That would still be a prequel.
And then we're also getting another a continental movie about the hotel.
I thought that was a TV That's show.
TV show, Jesus.
Yeah.
TV show movie. Yeah.
It's going to just be about them rebuilding the...
Well, no. No. Well, I guess we can talk about it now. It's going to be a prequel in the 70s. Producer Erica Lee, in an interview with Collider, talked about the upcoming show, The Continental, which takes place in New York in the 70s.
So that means they're going to have to get someone to play like a young Winston?
It's young Winston and young Lance Riddick.
Obviously.
The showrunners actually came. We heard a lot of pitches, and we were debating whether or not we wanted to do a similar timeline of John Wick or an alternate timeline.
So Winston was running this hotel since he was like 20 years old.
Probably. They said the Continental will have three 90-minute episodes, turning each chapter and the spinoff into a mini movie, which will come out in September.
How old? September?
September.
So it's this year all this is happening. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Cool. Well, I'll be there for that.
So yeah, I mean, like, this universe is getting pretty big.
Just like everything.
If
it's popular, do more of it.
It's got to have a universe.
The JWU. That's not easy to say.
The Wikiverse.
The Wikiverse. That's perfect. We just coined it. Can't
shirts.
Use it.
Need shirts.
I'm sure no one's ever said that before. The Wikiverse.
That's trademark. Hilarious. Wikiverse.
Aaron has trademarked it.
It's a verbal trademark. We own it. It's ours.
Yeah. But no, this movie could be summarized in three words, I think, and that's no fucks given.
Agreed. Because
John Wick is finally had it all, you know? He's like, he's had enough, and no fucks given. I like how it opens with Lawrence Fishburne talking up John as he punches a board. When he lights that fire, was that the Superman logo?
No, I thought that was a diamond.
It was a diamond?
Like a little
diamond. I thought they were trying to say, like, he's Superman because he's so awesome.
No, I'm sure it was.
That might have been some slight symbolism.
Well, that's what I was thinking, maybe, but yeah, I don't know. So yeah, John goes into the desert just to kill one man, really.
By the way, this was one of two Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade kind of moments that I noticed.
Oh, yeah?
Because the last scene of Last Crusade is the four of them riding off like into the sunset, like into the sun. And this one was like four riding towards you in the sun.
Nice.
I do want to say, like, you know, because I'd come to learn that John Wick, you know, he's known for headshots only, you know, he never misses type of thing. But it was nice to see him on the horse actually missing shots. And it took him a while to kill people.
Why is he missing?
So it added a little bit of realism, like, you know, he's struggling to hit these motherfuckers.
I feel like they only showed that one scene because they were like, well, John Wick doesn't do anything for the first 30 minutes of the movie, so we better throw this in real quick just so that we see him do something.
Sure.
Because, like, look, I love this movie, but, like, 30 minutes in, I'm like, when is he going to kill someone? Because that first scene didn't really count. It was just, like, a little, like, bam, 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 you know, thing. But, yeah. We got Bill Skarsgård, who plays It.
Pennywise,
yeah. Yep. He has the New York Continental demolished. as Winston's like trying not to cry, basically.
So every Frenchman is evil, right? Is that what we're supposed to learn from the takeaway?
Of course.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
He kind of reminded me a little bit from the villain from Matrix 3, because he was French too.
And I don't even remember Matrix 3, honestly.
Kind of reminded me a little bit of that.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's interesting because Lance Reddick just died.
I know.
And he also dies very quickly in this movie.
I know.
A lot of people online are saying they did him dirty.
What a weird...
come on now.
I know it's already filmed, but that's crazy the way it happened.
It makes you hate this villain even more.
That's true, right?
You're like, God, you son of a bitch. And I have to admit, the Okada Continental looks a lot cooler than the New York Continental.
That was awesome.
It looks great. It
did look pretty fucking cool.
And the manager of the Okada Continental... He is in every movie where they need a Japanese man.
Yes.
Right. He was in
He was in
the Bullet Train.
Bullet Train. Yep.
He was in Endgame. He was the guy that Hawkeye kills when he was in Japan.
Right.
That's right. Like, he's in all of those. But no, he's great. I mean, he was also in the Wolverine movie. When they go to Japan.
Every time he shows up, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, he's great. He also has sumo bodyguards. I appreciated that. And they did kick some ass.
They did.
Wick meets with the manager, but the high table arrives, and we have one hell of a fight. I think it lasted like 45 minutes. It was fucking insane.
Oh, right, with all those guys that were just coming in like waves. You know, as I was watching this movie, I was like, John Wick deserves to be a video game. How is this not a video game?
True.
I mean, with all the kills that this motherfucker does, this is the perfect movie that should be adapted into a video game series.
Dude, it really should.
It is wild that you bring that up, because watching this movie, this movie is a John Wick movie through and through, but this one particularly, it's so long. The action scenes are so long, and there's so many drawn out battles and so many guys he fights. I was thinking, this is like what playing a video game
is. Right. Well, and every fight has a boss.
Right.
Yes.
That he has to fight at the end. It is so like a video game. And the blind guy is basically Daredevil.
Yes. And by the way,
I mean, maybe a cool
Daredevil. He also punches like a Mortal Kombat character.
Yes.
When he was like,
and he, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but he has his own series of kind of cult hit movies. I believe they are called Ip Man.
Oh, really?
Ip Man or whatever? Yeah.
Yes.
Ip Man?
Yeah, like IP Ip Man.
Okay.
And he's the star of that series as the hero, and people seem to love that series.
Mm-hmm. I love what he did, how he would put like sensors and then they would go off, and that's how we knew where they were.
So creative. I like that. Like every time a bad guy came in, it rung a doorbell. And he's like, oh, that's where you are. Bam.
Yeah.
You know, because it's unrealistic for a blind man to be that great. But when you give him like helpers like that, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Helps him out.
It was awesome. And also when we first see the manager's daughter, like at first you just think she's, you know, the concierge, like just like Lance Reddick. I mean, he's good with the guns, but like you just think she's just some scared woman. But then like when it's time to, because she's just like, you shouldn't be here. And then when they're like, hey, it's go time. She's like, all right. And like whips off her jacket and she's in all that leather or whatever
it
is.
Instant full chub, right? I mean, that was awesome.
It was great. And she was a badass too. Mm-hmm. So John ends up killing like, I don't know, a million guys. And then he faces off with the blind guy.
By the way, before we get to that though, there was one scene when the two of them were fighting, her and John Wick are fighting off some guys.
Yeah.
There was this one scene. There's this one kill where she gets on top of this guy on the ground and she just point blank shoots an arrow into his head.
Uh-huh.
Like from right here, point blank in front of his face. Amazing.
No, she had some badass kills too. Amazing. Another one was when...
There's so many that it's like it's you can't even remember them all because there's so many.
I remember.
When they're shooting arrows and they're getting stuck on the wall, the bodies.
Yeah, they're like pinning guys to the wall with arrows.
Yeah.
I appreciated the one where she was stabbing the guy in the back and he was like crawling up the stairs.
Yes.
And she was still like, stabbing the bejesus out of him.
She's like climbing up him with her knife. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very creative kills like Andrew said. Very creative.
And I liked when John Wick was fighting the blind guy, and at one moment, John Wick was just like staying still, because he didn't want him to hear him.
Right. He's like, are you dead, John?
He's like, you dead, John? And then like, and then what's so great about this movie, because then you see there, like, John sees another gun that he's like, okay, I'm going to slowly grab this gun. But then as he's like leaning a little bit, like he make, you know, he leans on some glass, some broken glass,
tiny piece of glass.
And it's just like a little, and then, oh, you're fucked. So their fight gets interrupted by another assassin, Mr. Nobody, who's just there waiting for John's bounty to go up. And that's really what he does the whole movie. And he's just waiting for the bounty to go up.
And this was the other Indiana Jones Last Crusade moment, because that guy, there's multiple times where you see him referencing his little book, which looked just like the Grail Diary.
Oh, really?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh.
My thing about that was like, I wish we would have known more about that book, because it looks so important. And but it was just like pictures.
Well, it's his research.
Was it his research?
Yeah.
It looked kind of weird because it was like numbers. Anytime
he would go somewhere, he would look through the book and it would tell him like where they are exactly, like what this place is.
I wish I knew how he came up with all that research. That's just my own personal beef.
So Josh just wants, like, what do you want? Like 30 minutes of him just like scouting locations?
I want 30 minutes of him like going to the bookstore, picking out a perfect book. Yes,
there you go.
Getting the right pin.
What a great movie.
So you needed a 5-minute scene of him on Google.
Yeah.
Researching.
Typing John Wick location.
That would have made this movie better, Josh. Good call.
I think
so.
I think it would have added an extra half star.
At 3 hours, it definitely needed more fleshing out.
It was 2:45. We
doing research.
We needed 15 minutes of this motherfucker on Google.
Yeah, that's what we needed. Yeah, so, by the way, are the blind man and the manager brothers? Because it seemed like they might be brothers.
They seemed like close friends, maybe?
I mean, they obviously are very close friends, but it seemed like they could have been closer than that. You know, asking about each other's daughters as if it's like their nieces they're asking about.
I don't know about brothers. I mean, close friends, yes, obviously. But y'all guys, I don't know about brothers.
Y'all guys are the John Wick files, right?
Sure.
Or John Wick fiends. I'm not much of that of a John Wick person. But was this blind man in the other three movies?
No.
No.
He wasn't?
No.
Because it also seemed like he had a connection with everybody in this movie. He had a connection with John. Had a connection with this hotel guy.
Well, but we didn't meet that hotel guy either until this movie.
That's part.
Okay.
There's a lot of new characters.
That's part of what made this movie so good, because not only do you have Bill Skarsgård as the villain, but you've got Donnie Yen as a, you know, kind of lieutenant level villain also.
Right.
Two great characters.
Yeah.
And that was kind of lacking in a lot of the previous John Wick movies.
Sure.
Right. I mean, they were fine bad guys, but not like this. This right. guy is a savage.
Right.
So, yeah, the blind man kills the manager right in front of his daughter. And she even goes for like a gun or a knife. And he's like, don't do it. But I'll be waiting for you. Then the Mr. Nobody meets with Skarsgård and he demands $23 million to kill John Wick for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Skarsgård's like, okay, deal, and shakes his hand, but then he slams his hand on a table and stabs his hand with a knife.
Oh, that was a brutal scene.
And this is where Josh covered his face and buried his face into my shoulder.
Shut up.
And said, hold me!
I buried it in my own hands. I was terrified. I cannot do squeamish gore like that. Fuck that nonsense.
And he tells him, he's like, you could remove the knife from your hand, but then we'll kill you, basically. Or... to prove your loyalty, remove your hand from the knife. And he just has to slowly pull his hand through the knife. Goddamn.
Jesus.
I mean, you pull it fast, right? Yeah, there's no slow to that. You have to rip it, right?
I think it would do more damage if you do it fast.
Yeah.
Way more damage.
Yeah.
It's a miracle the guy could even use his hand after that. But you know, what are you going to do?
Well, it's a John Wick universe.
So then Wick visits a church that's also run by a family that used to be on the high table.
His own family?
Well, I think they're still on the table, but he's not part of it.
They said they were on the low table, meaning they're not on the high table.
That's what we need. We need an episode about the
table.
That's
what they said. Like, they're low table. They're not high table.
Mm.
So they were trying to get back on the high table. And I guess with what John Wick did, they probably are now.
Question mark?
But it's kind of funny how, like, you know, it's like a church and like every business or every location in this world is owned by some sort of assassins, You know, it's like right.
The church, the Walmart down the street, the laundry.
Radio yeah. station.
The radio station.
Raising yeah. Cane's is owned by assassins.
Like he goes in to the priest. The priest shoots him with a shotgun immediately. And they're going to like hang him as they interrogate him. But he tells him his plan. And that woman or whatever is like, oh, you have to kill the guy that killed my dad. So they take Wick to the guy he's supposed to kill. But Mr. Nobody and Daredevil are also there.
Can I just say, I don't know, I forgot what the villain's name was, but...
In that scene?
And that's, well, the...
Kingpin?
Right. Like, well, Kingpin or like an Oswald Cobblepot?
Yeah.
Like, he would have made yes! a perfect Penguin.
I was thinking this guy was the fucking Penguin. Right.
I was thinking... totally. I was thinking Kingpin, but yeah, Penguin fits.
I was thinking Penguin all the way.
Way yeah. better than the Batman Penguin, for sure.
Oh, God.
Like, this guy was menacing, and he was...
You mean Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell. Yeah. This guy here was menacing, and he was tough, like the Kingpin, too.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought he was going to be killed super easily, because he was just a fat guy.
Right.
And he's just, like, playing with cards. And
you
it's like,
shot me in the asshole!
I'm like, when is John Wick just going to shoot him in the head?
I'm not sure why they felt the need to put, like, a fat suit on this guy. They should have just made him, you know... Like I everybody else great. In this movie.
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
They wanted to show us that he could do a better Kingpin or a better Penguin than Colin Farrell.
Yeah. And the whole he's like, oh, we're going to play, you know, 5-card poker to see who lives and dies. But of course he cheats. He's got 5 of a kind. So all 3 of them have to kill everyone in the room. John Wick stabs the dealer, shoots him in the back as he runs away. And the ass, as he reminds him later. And Wick and the dealer fight while everyone dances erotically around them. I love how they're just like, yeah, we're used to this shit.
Right. Well, that's the thing about this universe. No one cares about the violence. And then everyone is an assassin.
They're all high. Yeah, everyone's an assassin. Yeah.
Or if they're not an assassin, they're dancing or they're just driving around wherever.
Yeah.
No one cares.
This was one hell of a fist fight, though.
One hell of a
fist My fight. God.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I mean, as much as Wick stabs this guy, he just won't die. He even throws Wick over a balcony, but then in the end, Wick throws him over a balcony and the guy lands head first. Ouch.
Snaps his
neck. The other great thing about these movies is nothing ever looks like CGI.
Yeah.
Like really, when you think about it.
That's true.
And that was CGI. Like not. In all of these John Wick movies, nothing ever looks like CGI. They do the best job of any action movies.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You never question it for a second. You're like, oh, that guy got ran over. Yeah. You're like, well, wait, no, that couldn't have happened. That guy did not get run over and fly in the air 100 feet. That didn't happen.
That's true.
But it never looks like CGI. So they need to take this example. Marvel needs to take this example.
Hire some of these people.
Yeah. Also, that guy's death face was great. He was just like, Arr.
He's just like, oh.
Well, I liked it because they're like, you have to bring proof back. So he just started beating, even though he's dead, he's just punching him in the face.
Yeah, I got to get that
to
gold
break
tooth.
Break him one of his teeth.
Yeah. John Wick doesn't have a phone. He can't just take a picture and send it to her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So Winston delivers John Wick's family crest and Scar's challenging you to a duel. Whatever Bill Skarsgård's name is in the movie. John Wick. And they agree on a time and place while they play Magic the Gathering.
Pretty much,
that was
right?
interesting.
Yeah.
We saw this with our friend Eric, and he said, I was like, oh, they're playing. He's like, yeah, they're playing Magic the Gathering. I'm like, yeah, they kind of are.
His name is Marquise.
The Marquise. So, yeah, Marquis chooses Daredevil to fight for him. I didn't know that was the thing. Oh, because I was like, isn't John Wick just going to easily kill this guy?
Right.
And then it's like, well, no, I choose Daredevil. I choose a blind guy.
Yeah.
Blind guy's fighting for me.
I mean, this blind guy tears everybody up. I'd want him fighting for me, too.
Well, of course. I just didn't know that was an option, but it makes sense. So, the Marquis also has his men try to stop Wick from making it to the duel, and we have this amazing car chase and fight scene on the fucking highway. People are getting run over, people are exploding, and
another example of there are cars, like they're fighting in traffic,
yeah,
and cars are racing by, and you know, obviously Keanu Reeves is not standing there while cars right. are driving 3 inches from his nose, but it looks...
You never doubt it for a second.
You never doubt it for a second.
Right. All yeah. the cars flying by, it also was a little bit like intimate, like made you feel like you were there too as they were zipping past you and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, when he was driving in a circle, like just drifting.
Oh yes. my God.
As he
yeah.
shoots everyone.
Drifting and shooting.
As those two cars came out, he just was like...
Yeah. That's fucking great.
I mean, listen... It's goofy and silly at times, but this is a fucking... They are very creative with their kills.
Well, but it's supposed to... I mean, you're supposed... Like, yeah, there's plenty of times where it's funny, but you're supposed... You're like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that was hilarious. But yeah. Mr. Nobody also helps Wick escape to drive up the price some more, and it works. A lot more fighting. Then we have that tumble down the stairs that just never seemed to end.
Well, okay, so before that, when I can't remember if it was before the car chase or after the car chase,
yeah,
where they were inside of a house or a building
mm-hmm.
and they were fighting, and he had that shotgun that had like the that looked like he was shooting sprinklers from it or
oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It but no, setting them on fire.
Setting them on fire as he was shooting like these, you know, high velocity rounds at him, but the way that was filmed was great. It was an overhead shot.
Yeah.
And you could, like, it was going through walls and stuff like that, but you could see him as he was fucking people up with that shotgun. I was like, that is such a creative shot. That was really cool.
Sounds like you liked the movie, Josh.
It wasn't the greatest movie I've ever seen, but it was good.
What, does it need to be the greatest movie you've ever seen?
Motherfucker, you were clapping during the movie. This was not Avengers Endgame level worthy of a movie, but it was really good.
That overhead tracking shot mm-hmm. while he's got the shotgun with the incendiary rounds.
That was
one of the most original,
yeah.
awesome action scenes.
Yeah, that better be up for an award next.
Like, we can honestly say we've never seen anything exactly like that.
And that also...
Well, the Oscars don't have a best action scene, Josh.
Well, no, but they have videography, right?
That's MTV Movie Awards.
Cinematography?
Maybe. Yeah, sure. It's not going to win that, but sure.
But, like, you know, that also was when I was like, this is so much like a video game. Like, oh, seeing yeah. him. I mean, just the way he was fucking people up with that shotgun was fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right, now we can talk about the stairs.
Yeah, we had to go back.
That's got to be the most epic fall down a stairs ever.
I mean,
you think it's over, there's more stairs. Then it's over. And he gets up, and then that guy throws him down some more stairs.
Some more stairs.
Because the lady was like, will he make the 230-step climb or whatever?
Yeah.
But it felt like he was 200,000 steps
that he was
falling down.
Right. That was so great. And again, that's a comedic moment, and it's on purpose.
Right.
It's fucking great. And I love how, you know, the blind guy... He helps John kill the men to get to the top of the stairs.
Yeah, we get a little team up.
Because he's an honorable man.
Mm-hmm.
Even though John Wick's about to try to kill him once they get to the top.
No. It's not because he's an honorable man. It's because he needs to kill John Wick so he can free his daughter. He's like, if John Wick dies down here, then I don't get to kill him and get freedom for my daughter.
Right, you're right.
You're right.
I need him to make it to our duel.
Right. True. So, yeah, they finally have the duel, 30 paces, the turnaround. They hit each other, but no one's dead yet. They each get shot in the arm, I think.
Isn't this how Hamilton died?
Who?
Hamilton.
Which one?
Alexander Hamilton?
Never mind. I thought he won a duel.
Maybe
it was his son that died
killed
from
someone.
A duel.
Okay, so this is John Wick 4.
I know.
Back to John Wick.
Listen, I'm just saying.
It's creative. In the 1700s.
I think he had a duel with James Burr, but we're not talking about that right now, Josh.
No, just give people an you know, if you were curious how Alexander Hamilton died or killed somebody, it was something like this.
Wow, a history lesson from Josh.
You're goddamn right.
Hey, guys, here a little history lesson for you. You know, Alexander Hamilton had a duel and either lived or died. I don't know, but there you go. There's your history lesson.
It was something like this. If people have wondered what a duel looked like,
yes.
This is what a duel looked like.
Because no one knows what a duel looks like.
Yeah, you never know.
I think this is the wildest hijacking of the show I've seen so far.
I know. Andrew is going crazy.
Go watch the documentary where they show Hamilton and do the duel.
Well, that was this movie.
Oh, sure. So then they have to go 20 paces. And Wick's shot in the arm again. But blind guy gets shot in the side of his stomach. And then it's like, all right, 10 paces. And John says to the blind guy, like the quote from earlier, it's like those who like fucking run from death.
Yeah, it's like those who
don't live.
Cling to death. Or those who cling to life die. And those who
cling to life die. Or no, cling to death. Oh, God damn it.
Right, yeah.
Those who cling to death die and those who cling to life. I don't fucking, God damn it. I don't remember the quote, but it was great.
It was poetic.
We all thought
at that moment, I thought they were both just going to turn and shoot the marquee at the same time. That's what I thought was going to happen.
That would have been awesome.
I thought that was Wick trying to tell him, like, let's just kill this fucking guy.
Let's just kill him and we're all free.
So 10 paces, Daredevil shoots Wick in the stomach. And I'm like, John didn't fire,
John
right?
John didn't shoot.
At the moment, I was like, I don't think he fired.
I thought he was playing sucker so Donnie Yen would approach him and he could shoot him.
Well, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Wasn't for him. Yeah. So the Marquis takes the gun to finish Wick off and he's, you know, he's talking shit. And then Winston tells him, you arrogant fool, he didn't fire. And then Wick shoots the Marquis in the fucking head.
Bam.
And I was like,
we started clapping in the theater, and everybody started clapping with us.
I know. It was a few claps, and then everyone just joined in, and I was like, yes! I wanted to fucking scream. I was so happy.
Yeah, y'all guys were jacked.
Look.
It was awesome. It was a great moment.
That's what happens when you have a great villain, and he finally gets his fucking due.
When you get great comeppance after a long story. Yeah.
When fucking Thanos gets, as in Endgame, when he's floating away, I was like, that's what you get, motherfucker! I was like, bye, bitch. I was like giving the finger to the screen. That's how into that. And I was into it here
Andrew.
I didn't scream just because, like, no one else was, like, that vocal like I was. So I was like, all right, I'll hold back. But I wanted to.
We were just
so
excited to see a great villain get his.
Yeah. That's what's great about action movies. When there's an awesome villain, he finally dies. You're like, fuck yes, he fucking deserved that shit. So Wick is now free of the high table, but he's bleeding out. And he asks Winston, you know, can you take me home? And he's like, yes, Jonathan. But then John Wick passes out from the blood loss. And then the last scene, we see Winston and Lawrence Fishburne's character visit Wick's grave. Mm-hmm. And like, again, I was like, I don't buy it.
No.
They seemed a little too jovial. They were a little kind of jokey, like, eh, never thought I'd see the day.
You think he's in heaven or hell? And he's like,
I don't know. Who knows?
He's in New York. It could also be both.
They didn't seem very solemn.
Right. Well, quick little callback to when they were agreeing on where the fight would go down and what they would use, and they were going over the terms. And
right.
That one mediator guy was like, also, if John Wick wins, then Winston gets his hotel back. And John looks back, and Winston's just like, what are you going to do? That was such a great moment.
By the way, another character we haven't mentioned this whole time.
Yeah.
Clancy Brown as the, I'm not sure what exactly he was. He was, because the Marquis was obviously running the show because they handed the keys over to him so he could kill John Wick. But he was some kind of mediator, executive
for the high
level.
Table. Yeah, he sounded like the spokesman for the high table or whatever.
So not only did we get Donnie Yen, not only did we get Bill Skarsgård, but Clancy Brown.
I love his voice.
We got some great actors in this movie.
Yeah. No, he's always good. When he first showed up to the hotel and he had the missing finger like Wick, or the cut-off finger like Wick, I was like, what is this? I was like, is this Wick in disguise? Is this Wick as Clancy Brown?
It's Wick 30 years from now.
Is this Keanu Reeves in a Clancy Brown mask? Like, what's going on here? Yeah, that was odd. But yeah, great fucking movie. We have you have to wait the whole credits, and it's a long credits because it's a long movie. And then the post credit scene shows the manager's daughter walking, the blind man's walking.
The Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winchester.
They're both kind of...
Not Winchester. Continental.
Yeah.
Continental,
sorry. They're both walking towards each other, her and the blind guy, and she like has a switchblade, and then it cuts away.
She's going to fuck him up.
I'm pretty sure she's dead.
Yeah.
No one kills that guy. Not even John Wick killed that guy.
Not even John Wick.
So yeah, I don't know what that's leading to.
Odd post-credits ad.
It is.
Because we were...
I mean, you could also see this character getting his own movie as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I kind of want to see him fuck people up.
I'd watch that too. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was very good.
And he also said, like, you know, like John Wick had to cut off his own finger or whatever. He took his own eyes. You know, like,
yeah, he willingly did.
Yeah, right. It shows his sacrifice too. Like, oof.
He's like, no, yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, look, if John Wick is really dead, that's something I'm not a fan of. Like, Hollywood lately, the past 10 years, is just like they have this fetish about killing the main character. And sometimes it's for the best, and sometimes it's not. Maybe it's just because I want more of these movies, but they made 4 fucking fantastic movies.
I think it's just a way to leave you questioning. I'm sure we'll hear an update on John Wick 5 next year.
Yeah, I mean, Neo died at the end of Matrix 3. He came back to make a shitty Matrix movie.
Well, let's not be reminded of that, Andrew.
it was a problem with this story because the whole last 3 movies have been...
You can't kill him.
He's trying to get out. He wants to live.
Yeah.
He wants to escape. And after all that and doing all this work so he can get out and escape and live, it's tough.
In John Wick 1, like, they're like, we're going to kill John Wick. And then like one guy's like... What? Are you fucking stupid? You can't kill this man. He's the boogeyman. John Wick 2. I'm going to kill John Wick. No, it's not possible, dude. You're an idiot. John Wick 3. Dude, don't even try. John Wick 4. No, you just can't kill him. And they kill him.
Well, I mean, what's John Wick 5 going to be about? Him going to community college and,
yes,
and
Josh,
learning a new
college.
Trade?
What the
fuck? I mean, like, you know, I mean, he's kind of served his purpose, too.
Well, here's a question. If he did die, well, regardless of if he died, in that duel, the last round at the 10 paces, did he, knowing that if he took a dive, that Donnie Yen would have his daughter get her freedom back, did he take that shot in the gut knowing that he could help his friend free his daughter?
Did he know about that situation?
And
I guess he did.
And by taking that dive, he could play possum and then shoot the marquee in the face. Did he take a dive in that last round?
Well, he did. He did take a dive. We knew that. He didn't even fire on purpose.
But to Aaron's credit, like, we didn't know the specifics. And, like, you know, did John know the specifics going into it too?
Right.
Because John knew if he killed that guy that his daughter was going to get killed also.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Tough shit. So this is the highest rated John Wick movie so far.
Well, yes. I mean, it also just came out.
The other 3 movies all have a 7.4 rating on IMDb, and this one has an 8.5 so far.
So what are our rankings for this, Josh?
I'm going to give this a 7, solid 7.
It's a pretty good score for someone who was giving a little bit of grief. I would give it a 9.
Mm.
This movie was the fucking godfather of action movies.
Godfather of action?
95% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's critics and audience score.
Critics and audience score.
Ooh. I think 9.5 is perfect.
9.5, wow.
Yeah. Okay. If we could do 0.5, we throw, like, you know, halves in there, but yeah, I mean,
what about you, Andrew? What's your score?
9.5.
Yeah.
Out of 10. I mean, it's close to a 10. It's just like there were some parts where it was a little slow, and that's really not what you expect from a John Wick movie, but I mean, they made up for it with all the action. Like,
the action was great.
You had to slow it down because you know that a fuck ton of action is coming.
Great, great action, great villains, great characters.
Unique people too.
I love all 4 movies, but could you rank them?
I can't recall the other 3, to be honest.
Well, I mean, 2 and 3 would have to be at the bottom, and the first one and this one would be the top 2. Which one is the best? That's debatable.
I really like the second one a lot.
I'm not sure I remember the second one that much.
I love the second one.
Especially
the end.
Out of curiosity.
When he gets excommunicado for the first time.
Right.
Like, because remember, you can't do anything in the Continental grounds.
Right.
And then he's just had so much. He's like, fuck all this. And he shoots the guy right in his fucking chair. That was another moment where you're just like, fuck yes. Like, you know, I love that movie.
That's true.
And then at the end when he's running and everyone's going after him. Yeah. I mean, they're all great. They're all fantastic. So it is kind of hard to rank them. It's been so long since I've seen the first one that I kind of want to watch the first one again.
Interesting.
I think I've only seen each of these movies once.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen the second one a few times at least. And the third one at least twice. But yeah, no, they're all, I love, the action is so great. It's so unique.
You keep thinking they're going to run out of unique ways. Action scenes. They're going to run out of unique blocking, and they just don't. They just keep coming up with new great stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's do fan questions.
Yes.
Bobby the Mark Soydam, was this the best one yet? 439 deaths.
I would believe that number.
So
I might be. I don't know if that's accurate, but I would.
Is that just
it.
The first hour? I mean, it could be the best one. It might be the best one.
It's been a while since I've seen the first three, but having just seen this one, I would say, you could make that argument for this being the best one for sure.
So far, this is the most memorable for me. I don't think I'm going to forget Daredevil anytime soon.
You just fucking saw it.
I don't think I'm going to forget Oswald Cobblepot.
It's fresh in your mind.
Fresh in my mind, but I mean, Jesus, some of these characters are really good. I can't tell you anything about the other three. This one I'm going to remember for a while.
Okay. Until you see another movie, then you'll forget all about it.
Probably.
Andy Piccone, judging by the ratio in this movie, it's very possible that we've met all five hitmen and didn't even know it. Hmm? Huh? All five hitmen?
Like in the previous movies?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean, Andy. We could just be lost or something. I don't know.
It's a deep cut.
Alex Clark, do you think the manager Winston is John's father by what he said at the end of the movie?
I just think he saw him.
I just think they saw each other as, like he's a father figure and Winston sees him as a son.
Yeah, whenever there's an older guy and a younger guy that, you know, there's some fondness there.
Maybe in the prequel we might see the manager, fucking up a lady and, maybe that might be his mom.
Okay. Yeah. Dylan, fuck, marry, kill, Scarlett Johansson pre-op, Salma Hayek, or Jennifer Aniston post-Friends. So, Salma Hayek when, though? Salma Hayek now? Salma Hayek at the... Why don't we just do in their prime?
Salma Hayek in her prime.
You marry Salma Hayek in her prime.
For sure. And fuck Jennifer Aniston, I guess.
The other one's tough.
I'd marry Scarlett Johansson. That's just me.
And then fuck who?
With Salma Hayek and Aniston?
Yeah.
I would marry Johansson, fuck Salma Hayek.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You couldn't not say the...
I'm glad you approve.
Yeah, for me, it's marry Salma Hayek. I guess fuck ScarJo. Yeah. Tim, how many people do you guys honestly think you can kill? If Josh says more than one, he's lying. Josh?
How many people can we kill in this universe?
How many people can you kill?
In a life and death situation, I'm
walking out the front door right now, and I'm gonna go kill people. How many people do you think?
I could kill two or three people.
Let's pretend this is Grand Theft Auto 5, and you just are walking out the front door, and you are just gonna start killing people.
If y'all guys were attacking me right now, and it was life and death, I think I could kill both of y'all. Wow. I'd snap Aaron's neck.
Wow.
And then I would just beat the shit out of Andrew. I mean, easy peasy.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to kill you, Aaron, but if it was life and death, I would snap your neck in a heartbeat.
I've almost killed Josh many times.
Mentally, I'm sure, but you could never do it in person, Andrew.
No?
Also,
no. You're
Josh,
just too strong?
You don't know shit about me, Josh.
I'm not taking anything against you. I'm just saying I would snap your neck in half.
All I'm saying is I think you're overestimating your abilities. You don't know shit about people.
Dude, look at
you
these guns.
You walk up to some guy and you think, I could take him. No, you couldn't.
I think anybody under 6'2", I think I'd have a good chance at.
Most people think that way. What? Most people think they
could tower over you, Josh. You wouldn't even be able to get close to me.
If I take you to the ground, if I take you to the ground, it's over.
Most people think
Josh, I would out wrestle you as well.
I don't think so.
Absolutely. Have you taken judo lessons? No. I have tremendous balance.
Josh, most people think they could go out and win fights, and most people are wrong.
I don't know.
You want to fight, Josh?
I'm pretty frisky.
You want to fight?
I'll put the gloves on.
You want to wrestle? Liz
wrestle.
You want to grapple?
Yeah.
Tim's just trying to get us to fight.
I think so.
Jack Goodwin, who makes your Mount Rushmore of action movie characters? Jesus. I mean, that's like, we got to save that for a bracket or something.
I mean, Arnold certainly.
Well,
out there.
We already talked about.
Well, they
about,
said characters.
Yeah, we already talked about doing a bracket of best action.
But Terminator would be
actors.
On there.
Yeah.
Neo's got to be on there. Maybe even John Wick.
yeah.
Omar's got all Keanu Reeves, John Wick, Neo, Jack from Speed, and John Constantine.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, we can't
John McClane, Ethan Hunt, Dom Toretto. Yeah.
Well, maybe Dom Toretto.
Yeah, maybe.
How do you not have Dutch from Predator? Like, he's one of the best.
Yeah.
He got one movie, but holy shit.
Omar, my God, what a fantastic movie. It had the perfect amount of everything. I don't think there will be another one, though some say there is. But we didn't really get a true cliffhanger.
No.
But let's entertain this idea. Keanu and Lawrence are both in The Matrix on both. Both actors are in John Wick as well. And the way that Lawrence would reference certain things in Chapter 3 and this movie as well really felt like Morpheus. He's just my own personal fan theory. Yeah, I don't think they're going to combine the franchises, but...
better than 4.
In John Wick 3, he says, guns. You know, what do you need? Guns. Lots of guns, which is The Matrix. That right. was such a great line.
But why couldn't we have that, though? They were talking about mashing up 21 Jump Street and Men in Black at some point, right?
Oh, God.
Why couldn't we have that?
I mean, those are comedies, but yeah.
Sure.
But there was one point during this John Wick where it did kind of remind me of The Matrix when John was jumping through a window and he ended up landing on a car. I was like, ooh, he hadn't really got a hold of that Matrix yet.
He doesn't have full Neo powers yet.
He did not have full Neo powers.
Rizzler, usually with every sequel and then after that, stories get dumber and dumber, but not John Wick. They nailed it.
Yes.
I don't think there's been a better action movie series in the past 20 years than John Wick. Not Fast and Furious, not Jason Bourne, not Mission Impossible, not Taken. And Andrew, I know you're not going to like that, but not even Kill Bill yet. I said it. Well, Kill Bill was 2 movies.
You know what?
This is 4.
What I think of when I think of the John Wick movie series, for the movie fans out there, it's AC/DC, because AC/DC, they never changed. They never evolved. Mm. They had a formula that worked and people loved, and they just stuck with it for decades.
Yeah.
And that's John Wick. They found a winning formula. They stuck with it and gave us just enough different, just enough innovation to give us something kind of new.
Yeah.
But they stuck with the formula and it just didn't get old.
That's all you want is John Wick fucking people up.
Yes.
And new exciting characters.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Yeah.
Yeah, Mikey Too Crikey, what an unbelievable movie, and most of it was unbelievable. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't mean we don't have a suit yet that could deflect bullets like that.
Yeah,
it
deflects bullets, but not knives.
That was almost kind of necessary with a movie like this with that many bullets. Everybody's suits has to be bulletproof. Because
I meant to ask this earlier because y'all guys are both John Wick files. So the first movie, there was policemen that were introduced in that movie, right? Where they were like talking about his dog that died in the police or something.
In the
like
first
that?
One?
In the first
there
one.
There are police, sure.
But are there no other mentions of police?
There's no police.
No, there's no
police.
No, look,
the high table runs the world.
Okay.
So if they're just like, look, we're going to chase down John Wick, just tell the police, just stay in their stations.
Okay, that's a good way to think about it.
It really is.
Yeah,
they own the radio, fucking radio station. The woman's telling everyone to go kill John Wick.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, because the first movie was before the high table got involved. And then once they're involved, no, there's no more police.
Okay.
No.
That's a good way to think of it, because there were multiple times in this movie I was like, oh, there probably should be some policemen involved.
No police.
No.
Just think of that policeman's job, you know, like I get to a crime scene. There's 500 bodies. Like,
we're not fucking with this guy. Pete Garrett, favorite lesser known Keanu movie. I love The Gift, but also really obscure stuff like Freaked and Neon Demon. I have not seen any of those.
I'd like to think that Constantine's kind of a
Constantine.
Constantine. That's a like cult.
Cult movie.
Sure.
Well, cult is lesser known.
Yeah. Sure.
I think that counts as lesser known.
All right. Fair enough. I really like The Replacements.
Yes.
Well, you said action movie, right? Or just
no,
Keanu
just
movie?
Lesser known Keanu movie.
The Replacements. Yeah.
Place. Yeah.
You know, does Point Break count as lesser known?
Sure, yeah, I think so.
Point Break's a
because that's
a movie.
Well, it was a big movie back then, but it's now it's old.
Fair.
Not as many people know it now.
Tits. It's funny because he's really not known for being an amazing actor, Keanu Reeves, in a lot of great movies, man.
He is.
And you have to give him his credit. He does the action movies well, right? He's amazing in John Wick. He's amazing in The Matrix, you know, like.
Sure.
The Replacements, he does his job. That's not an action movie, but The Replacements is so much fun. And
yeah, but you're right. Like, but he's not known as a guy that's going to give you like a great monologue.
It's
kind
of like Arnold, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Arnold's in a lot of great movies.
An American Arnold.
An American, yeah. Steven with a V, what do you make of all the bad PR The Rock has been receiving lately? He's certainly coming off as a diva. Mm-hmm. Also, what would you say is his best movie? For me, it's still The Rundown. What is The Rock's best? It's Fast 7. But he's not the star of it, and he's only in it for like 20 minutes.
Right.
Well, so maybe that doesn't count.
Yeah, The Rock,
I think he is a diva.
Look, we all like wrestling here. I love The Rock, but he has been getting increasingly cringy as time goes on. He's become more diva's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
He is so up his own ass. Like, I love the guy, but he's so up his own ass at this point.
What's the best movie that he starred in?
I like The Rundown. The Rundown's a good one.
That's not a Fast movie.
Well, he has to be the star, is what I'm saying.
The Rundown's a good one with Sean, what's his name? Sean. I can't remember his name.
This says he was Bank Robber 2 in Free Guy. What? Oh, The Voice. Oh, either The Voice. Okay. Oh, God. Adam. No, I'm just kidding.
I liked both Jumanji and Jungle Cruise.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Jungle Cruise. Oh, there's a name.
Didn't
here.
See that. Skyscraper, no. Rampage, no, I didn't see that.
Rampage
Baywatch.
Rampage was fun.
Sure. Yeah, but it's not really nothing like all-time great movies.
No, all-time great. I would probably have to go with the first Jumanji movie.
Uh-huh.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you seeing anything in there we forgot about?
Not really. My favorite movie he's in is Fast 7, but again, he's not the star, so I don't know what else to say about that.
Right.
Pop Culture Junkie, I can't wait for the Flash versus Kang crossover movie with director and prop master Alec Baldwin. Jesus
Christ.
How many people will be killed or injured in that movie?
That's the perfect way to go out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/HollywoodHogwash. It's only $3 a month. We're doing Mandalorian every week right now. And next week, oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Next week, we have to find another movie to watch because we have a little break. It's not a movie. I'm talking about a movie for next week. So let us know. See ya.